As promised, I'm delighted to welcome into the studio this afternoon Paul Hewson. Very good afternoon to you, Paul.
Hello, Andy.
Nice to see you, and thank you for coming in. An eminent artist, a watercolourist here from the island, from Porchfield, in fact. Is that right,
yes,
Paul?
Yes, that's where I live now, yes.
And do you have a studio there as well?
Yes, a big studio there.
Okay, and do you also do other things? Because I know the Riverside Centre features a little. Tell us a little bit about what it is that you're doing here.
Well, I belong to the Isle of Wight Art Club, which meets at the Riverside Centre every Tuesday during the winter for a programme of various events. So next week we've got a demonstration by a visiting artist who will show us some how to paint in oils.
Oh, right, okay.
This week it's our normal programme. So at one end of the studio, one end of the hall, we'll have a model set up. So if people want to paint a model, they can do that. At the other end, we have a still life set up. And people will paint the still life. There's also a group of tables in the middle where people can bring their own work and get help with how to finish off various paintings that they've been trying at home.
And how well attended are these sessions? How long have they been running as well, actually, Paul?
The sessions at the Riverside Centre have been running for years and years and years.
And they're well attended?
Yes. We normally have between 30 and 50 people
really?
Every week.
Really? Gosh, yeah. That's wonderful. That's excellent. And, I mean, these are amateur painters we're talking about, obviously, just people who like to put brush to canvas? Or
the majority are amateur painters, but there are some, I would say, professional artists on the island who also belong to the Isle of Wight Art Club.
Oh, I see.
And they just come to enjoy the experience.
Yeah, of course. And when you're talking about the Isle of Wight Art Club, I'm not familiar with its background. So this is obviously an important focus group for artists, professional and amateur, on the island. How long's that been running?
125 years.
Really? I knew it was a long time.
Wow.
I had no idea it was that long. That's incredible. Clearly, you're a man of youth yourself. You haven't been there for that long. But how long have you been involved with the Isle of Wight Art Club?
10 years. Since moving to the island here from the mainland.
And has art always been central to your life, Paul?
No, I had a completely different career on the mainland. I had my own business designing and fitting kitchens and bathrooms.
Really?
And
and this was a hobby of yours, presumably? Or
the painting was a hobby, yes. Mm. And I just got interested in it as a form of relaxation,
sure.
Really. And I went to evening classes. But rather than learn, I found that most of the people at the evening class were gathered around me and I was showing them.
Really?
Instead of me learning, they were learning from me.
Good Lord.
And I quite enjoyed it.
Yes.
And so I thought, well, I could start another career. So moved to the island 11 years ago and built a studio at Porchfield and started painting lessons initially and then decided to make Isle of Wight painting holidays so people could come from the mainland for a long weekend.
Oh no, this is fascinating. So tell us a little bit about this project, Isle of Wight Painting Holidays, because this sounds marvellous.
Well, it's such a fantastic place for an artist to live because there's so many different views, so many different scenes. I felt that it would be ideal to sort of encourage people to come and have a bit of a holiday and learn how to paint some of the local scenery.
Wonderful idea.
So people come on a Friday to the studio and we paint all day Saturday and all day Sunday. At the end of the weekend, they go home with two fantastic paintings.
How wonderful.
And all these people are absolute beginners that come. They may have picked up a paintbrush when they're at school,
yes,
but
sure.
Most of them haven't done anything for 30 or 40 years.
Mm.
And they're reaching the time of the life when the children have left home, so they've got some me time left.
Yes.
And they want to do something, so take up an interest. And painting is a very relaxing interest, very absorbing, and you can get totally lost in it. So if I have them there for a few hours and show them how to mix paints, how to use paintbrushes, all the various techniques involved in building up a watercolour painting from start to finish, then I feel that if you've got the tools to be able to create something and you're happy with it, you'll gain confidence. Once you've got confidence, that fear of covering a piece of white paper with paint goes away, and you can actually concentrate on doing something creative for yourself?
That's exactly what I was going to ask, because, you know, I'd love to do it, but it's that fear factor, isn't it? I quite rightly, as you just said, I've never picked up a brush for years, you kind of think, what do I do? Yeah. But can anyone do it, really?
Anybody can. Over the years, I haven't had one person that hasn't gone away and painted. I've had people come and say, I can't paint, but I can winkle it out of them over a weekend, and they go away feeling 10 foot tall.
Yeah.
And when they show their friends what they have painted, they are absolutely amazed.
Do you find you get people repeat business, if you like, in terms of people coming back just because they love the experience of being on the island and, as you point out, I mean, the wonderful landscapes and seascapes that we have?
Yes, I do. I've had a few of the ladies come back 4 or 5 times over the years because they enjoy it so much. Mm-hmm. And you meet other people and create friends.
Well, I suppose there's a social angle to it as well, of course, isn't
there?
Yes.
But for the people that live on the island, quite often what happens is somebody buys them a painting voucher for a day's painting.
Wonderful.
So they come for a day.
That's a very good idea.
Mother's Day
coming. Yeah, what a great idea that would be. Yes, well said.
They enjoy themselves so much that they want to carry on. And if they live on the island, then I suggest that they come to one of my classes.
And that will be here at the Riverside Centre. So
In the studio. I do classes on a Monday morning and afternoon in the studio in Portfield. Okay. Uh-huh. But I also do classes at Brading. There's quite a big interest in people having painting lessons.
And you're talking primarily there, or hinting really, with the clientele, if I can call them that, in terms of the slightly older people perhaps. But I mean, the age range that you have when you get these people coming, I imagine it's fairly broad, isn't it?
They're people from all different aspects of careers that have sort of, they've either retired or they've reached a point where they want to do something relaxing. I must say that most of the people that come, probably 80%, are ladies.
Are they?
And they
reach,
that'd
be mean,
then. Yeah, you should be there.
They're coming up to sort of middle age and they just want to do something creative.
But I mean, that's a very interesting point you were making there, Paul, and you hooked onto that one, Kim, there, that a bit like a writer putting a blank sheet of paper in a typewriter, not anymore, but facing a blank screen, if you're word processing it, as I suppose they do now, and as a painter or an artist, faced with a blank canvas, that's quite intimidating. And what I'm really interested in is the fact that you're encouraging people that anyone can do it, and the confidence building aspect is a really interesting one, which I must admit I hadn't immediately recognised, but I can see that is a huge part of what you're doing, the creative process, creating that sense of self-esteem and self-worth in terms of not only a pleasant pastime, but standing back at the end of a session and going, well, I created that, and feeling good about it.
Sense of achievement.
Absolutely.
Must be fantastic.
Yeah, when I first came, well, for the first sort of 9 years, I did teach for Isle of Wight Council as adult education lessons. And what I found, there was quite a few people with disabilities or had trauma that came.
So it has a kind of therapeutic angle as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Okay.
They absolutely loved the lessons because it took them out of their
yes,
cells.
Yes.
I had one chap in Freshwater, and he just couldn't wait to come on these lessons because he'd been involved in a very serious motorcycle accident and suffered a lot of brain damage. His aggression tended to build up inside. But once he came on these lessons, his wife said he's a completely different person. He's so relaxed. He's so confident. He just wants to paint. And he just sort of took like a duck to water.
Well, I mean, that's incredible as an outlet for that sort of thing. I never would have put those two things together, but that's a fascinating story. So the therapeutic aspect of this is clearly very, very strong. Apart from just a pleasant pastime, it clearly has far more important value than just creating a painting. I mean, it has much more to it than that, which I must admit, perhaps a lot of people like myself would not have realised.
Well, I would say to you, if you took up painting, you would notice that the world is far, far different to what you see in your everyday life.
Wonderful.
You suddenly see colours. around you. You just think the clouds are grey.
Yes.
And they're not. They're all colours.
Yeah, yeah.
And you start noticing cloud shapes. Mm. You start noticing how trees grow. You start noticing about nature and how the sun shines on things and creates effects. Mm. And you suddenly realise how fantastic the world is about you.
What a wonderful, wonderful thing, because I must confess that when you came in, Paul, I mean, recognising that you're a very talented artist, I hadn't seen all this aspect to it, all this surrounding it. And I can see how passionate you are about it and how important this is and how valuable this is for just ordinary people to have this very pleasant pastime, but to gain so much from such, what, if you'll forgive me, a fairly simple activity, a fairly, you know, I mean, it's not rocket science. I mean, doing it well, of course, takes a lot of years of practice and learning, but to actually just put paint on canvas, it has so much more to it.
I want to know where I sign up.
Yeah, well, that's a very good question, Kim. Well said, because I think that, Paul, you should tell us about any contact details that we can use either for your own studio work and the holidays and the classes you run at your porch studio and the Riverside Centre Club as well. So can you give us any contact details?
Well, certainly the Isle of Wight Art Club has its own website, which is isleofwightartclub.org. So all the information about the club is on there,
and that's based here at the Riverside Centre on a weekly basis.
That's in the winter time. In the summertime we go out painting all around the island.
Oh, lovely.
So all the different scenes that you see, we go out painting.
Of course.
And it's nice to paint as a group outside.
Yes. Yeah.
A lot of people are frightened to paint outside on their own because somebody might come and look at them.
Yes.
But when you
so
in
it's a kind
group,
of mutual support.
It is, yes.
That's good.
Yes.
And I like that idea.
So in the winter time, up until the end of April, we're here painting every week. Or having a demonstration. The classes I run, again, I've got my own website. Normally for the people searching from the mainland, it's White Painting Holidays. Whereas I, as an individual, I sort of selected another website, which is Paul Hewson Art. And that's my own personal website, and people from the island tend to contact me through that.
So anyone listening who either is interested themselves, as Kim is, who's frantically making notes about this here so she can get in touch, as I can see, but anyone who knows somebody who would be interested, so Paul Hewson Art would be the way that most islanders would access your website. And as far as the Isle of Wight Art Club goes, the sessions here during the winter and then out on location, as it were, across the island, I guess people can pick up details by dropping into the Riverside Centre themselves.
Yes, certainly visitors on Tuesday afternoons between 2 and 4 o'clock and be introduced to everybody and see what it's all about.
Absolutely. Well, that's wonderful. I know you have to hot-foot it just over the way here into the Riverside Centre from the studios here to indeed conduct that class this afternoon from 2 until 4. I just would like to thank you very much for taking the time to come in to talk to us, Paul. Lovely to meet you, and what a wonderful activity to learn about, and I've learned a lot from that this afternoon. And we wish you every success with and the painting holiday aspect. Wonderful. What a great idea. So the best of luck with all of that, and perhaps you'll come back and talk to us again sometime again and tell us how it's going during the summer when you're out and about painting on location.
Okay, Andy. Thank you very much for asking me.
Not at all. Absolute pleasure. Thank you for coming in.